We're speaking with Rick Tolman, who is the CEO of the National Corn Growers Association. And Rick, of course, the big issue everywhere seems to be biofuels and ethanol in particular. About how many times a day do you get questions about ethanol?
It's almost 24/7 now. It's like a full-time job. Keep track of that.
What are some of the questions that you get, and what are some of the things that you hear from the media or just from your average person on the street about ethanol?
You know, what sticks in my mind, what we hear a lot of are myths and misinformation. For example, ethanol is not... has a negative net energy balance. Ethanol is driving up the price of tortillas in Mexico. Ethanol has cut down the pheasant crop in North Dakota because we're taking acres out of CRP. Ethanol is raising the price of my chicken sandwich, you know, those kinds of things.
Well, one of the biggest concerns, of course, is the livestock industry. You recently were quoted as saying that for our friends, your customers, that a rising tide carries all boats in reference to ethanol. Talk to me a little bit about that, about the customers for corn and how ethanol will eventually help everyone.
You know, we're certainly concerned about our livestock customers because they are our biggest customers still, and some think we've abandoned them in favor of ethanol, and we certainly haven't. We just needed more markets. $2 corn is not good for the livestock industry. It isn't good for the corn producer. It creates too much meat, which deflates their prices. It doesn't give investment back to corn producers. So we needed to be at a plateau somewhere higher than that, and so we needed to create some more demand. Now, certainly $4 corn isn't where it ought to be either, but we have to realize we're in a commodity market, so the market has to signal competition for acres, and that's what it's doing. It needs this spring. We need to pick up 10 to 12 million acres of corn in order to produce the crop that we need. So that's what the market's doing. Now, after we're sure that's coming, the market, then that price will moderate. Farmers will meet that response, and we'll be back down somewhere more rational. But in the bigger picture, you know, we want our livestock customers to realize what we're doing, that'll help them ultimately. This is a little tough time now. One thing, we're creating a new feed source, which is the DDGs. It's a new opportunity for them. That's a very valuable feed source. It is going to be very competitively priced. Another thing is the biofuels is doing is bringing a lot of investment into rural America, into agriculture. That's just healthy for the whole sector. It's going to create more opportunities in storage, in equipment, in investment. It's stimulating rural America. All those things are good for agriculture. If you look at, there's going to be ways for livestock producers, soybean producers, corn producers, everybody to benefit from this. It's going to be a changing, more volatile environment, but it creates these opportunities. As prices go up and down, as supplies go up and down, there's opportunity there, and that's what we want them to see.
Recently, the Bush administration released their proposal for the 2007 Farm Bill. What do you think, basically, about the 2007 Farm Bill proposal out of the Bush administration?
Well, we want to give them some credit. There was some innovative thinking. I think they put a lot of time and effort into it. And in contrast to what came out of the administration in the 2002 Farm Bill, I think there was a lot more effort, and they were a lot more creative. And they're trying to balance a lot of interests, a budget situation, a WTO situation. And so we give them some credit for that. And there's some things we really liked. We liked some of their biofuels proposals, some of their proposals on rural economic development, some of their conservation proposals. And there were some elements of their commodity title that we liked. There was some focus on revenue assurance that is similar to what we're proposing, but we still think there's some weaknesses and some holes in what they're proposing on the commodity title, and so we have our own proposal that we're trying to get them to take a look at that we think would fill some of those holes. And you know, the Farm Bill process is a process of compromise, and so they've got theirs on the table, we've got ours, and other groups have theirs, and we all need to sit down together and see what we can do.
Well, speaking of that, you've got a Commodity Classic is coming up. I assume that this will be one of the issues that the growers will be discussing, the farm bill coming up.
It certainly will. We have a session of what we call our Corn Congress. It's where our voting delegates meet, and we have some real important issues on the table. This one, certainly, what is going to be our formal farm policy, our commodity title proposal. Of course, there's 10 other titles, and what's going to be the conservation and the rural development and all the others. So we expect to get a lot more direction from the voting delegates about what we as staff should work towards this coming year. In addition, we've got some real challenges with biofuels policy. We're rapidly meeting a point where current policy will not drive the market anymore. We've outgrown that market, and so we've got to have some new policy there as well. And so it's going to be an exciting time. I think there's some trade policy issues as well. I'm really looking forward to the meeting to see what's on the mind of our delegates and what they tell us to do.
All right, very good. Rick Tolman, CEO of the National Corn Growers Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.